If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. And the Cowboys have really had their way with the New York football Giants. They beat the G-Man Big Blue again last night in East Rutherford of the Meadowlands at Snoopy 20-15 to end their two-game slide and shut everyone up that's been calling for McCarthy's head and that the Cowboys are a failure and having a disappointing season. They're going to blow it all up, blah, 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 blah. And Dak threw one of his two tutties to CeeDee Lamb, and the Cowboys continue to roll 14 of 15 against the Giants. It really is unbelievable. Dak said, we got to change the narrative. That's what this game did, especially over a long weekend. It puts us at 2-2. It allows us a couple of days to get our mind right, to get our bodies right. Prescott hit Rico Dowdle on a 15-yard screen pass for a tutty to put Dallas ahead in the first quarter. He then found Lamb for a 55-yard catch-and-run tutty on a play that ended with the receiver being called for taunting, if you can imagine. And Prescott said, I lost my first two games to them, who has won his last 13 against the G-Men. He said, it could have been a remarkable rookie year had it not happened. It's a good matchup for us. The offensive line always sets the tone. I love playing here in New York. Cowboy fans travel well. Lamb slipped past two defenders and rolled into the end zone. Then he threw the ball at the players, flexed his muscles, and got the misconduct penalty. And Lamb said, I think it was the only one-on-one I got the whole game, and we exploited it. He had 7 catches for 98 yards. I hit that over on Farrell Coast to Coast yesterday on Sports Grid TV. He still has not had a 100-yard game this season. Brandon Aubrey kicked field goals of 60 and 40 yards for Dallas, which came into the game with concerns after being beaten at home by the Saints and the Ravens. The new issue for the Cowboys is a leg injury to Micah Parsons. He was carted off the field in the fourth quarter, and he's getting x-rays on that said foot today. Greg Joseph made field goals of 52, 41, 38, 22, and 42 for the 1-3 Giants. They had the ball for 35-37 of the game, but failed to score a touchdown at home for the second straight game. They had 2 field goals in a 28-6 loss to the Vikings in their home opener. So they can't get it done. And they couldn't run against the league's worst rushing defense. Dallas had been giving up 185 yards a game, but it held the Giants to 26 yards on 24 carries, a 1.1 yard average. And that is flat out embarrassing. Brian Daboll said, I would say that we got to do a better job in a run game, and it starts with me, but we tried a variety of things. We couldn't really get it going. Gee, you think? Danny Dimes kept it close. He completed 29 of 40 for 281. And he found Neighbors 12 times for 115 yards. We hit that over yesterday. And Wandale Robinson 11 times for 71 yards. But they couldn't get in the end zone. And Jones said, we don't feel good about losing. We didn't do enough to win. We're frustrated. We're not discouraged. I think we're still confident in our team and what we can do well. But we don't feel good about this at all. Neighbors left the game with a concussion. Jones threw a pick on the Giants' final series after Aubrey missed a 51-yard field goal try, his first career miss from over 50, to give New York one last shot at it, and they couldn't get it done. That's all that matters. They don't win in prime time. They don't win, period. All right, let's take a look at the Sunday slate of games. 1 o'clock on Fox, Saints and Falcons in Atlanta, at the Benz, Atlanta laying 2.5, 42.5 is the total. 1 o'clock on Fox, Rams and Bears at Soldier Field in the Windy City, 67 and sunny for this one. Bears laying 3, 40 and a hook. The Rams are 1-2. The Bears are 1-2. Of course, the Bears are 1-0 at home in the Windy City at 1 o'clock on CBS. The Vikings and Packers at Lambeau Field, 63 and partly cloudy. Green Bay laying 3, 43.5 the number. Packer 2-1, even without your boy Love. And the Vikings come in stunningly 3-0. Sam Darnold has been getting involved, even with a banged up knee. Minnie hasn't lost a game yet. Let's see if they can win in Green Bay. 1 o'clock. It's the Steelers and Colts on CBS at Lucas Oil in Naptown, Indianapolis, Indiana. The Steelers are laying 1.5, 40 and a hook here. Obviously, the Steelers are 3-0. I went to see them beat the Chargers in Pittsburgh last Sunday, and everyone thinks this is going to be easy peasy work in Indy. I do not feel that way. Be very careful of the Steelers laying the points. Colts 1-2, 1-1 at home at the Oil. 1 o'clock on CBS, the Broncos and Jets from Jet Life Stadium in East Rutherford, where they played the Giants game last night. The Jets and Aaron Rodgers laying 7.5, 39.5, the number, 72 and partly cloudy for this one. As Denver comes in 1-2, they won their last game in Tampa. Stunningly, Bo Nix's first win as the starter. And the Jets come into this one 2-1 and 1-0 at home. 1 o'clock on Fox, it's the Eagles and Buccaneers at Raymond James in Tampa along the Gulf Coast. 83 and cloudy for this one. Philly laying 2, 43.5. The Eagles are 2-1. They've got all kinds of injuries, including A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. The receivers are both out. The Buccaneers have even more problems on the defensive side of the ball. They got multiple injuries. They're 2-1 and 1-1 at home, coming off a horrible loss to the Broncos at home last week. 1 o'clock on Fox, it's the Bengals and Panthers in Charlotte at the Bank of America Stadium. Cincinnati laying 4.5, 46.5 is the number. The Bengals are 0-3 with Joey Silk, as this team has been a massive disappointment. Of course, the Red Rocket is now the starting quarterback of the Panthers, and they're 1-2. He led them to a win when he replaced Bryce Young as the starter. So let's see if the Panthers can upset the Bengals with Andy Dalton in charge. 1 o'clock on CBS. How about the Jags and Texans in Houston at NRG? The Texans are 2-1, coming off a stinker loss. And the Jags are really awful. They're 0-3 and look terrible getting there. Houston's laying 6, 45.5 is the total. Now let's shift to the afternoon games. It starts at 4:05 on Fox with the Commanders and Cardinals in the desert in Glendale at State Farm Stadium. Cards are 1-2. Commanders are 2-1. Arizona's laying 3.5. 50 and a hook is the number. Also at 4:05 on Fox, you got the Pats and Niners at Levi Stadium, stonewashed denim jeans in Santa Clara, California. San Francisco now laying 11. 40 and a hook is the number. 75 and partly sunny for this one. A cool, breezy day in Cali for the Niners at home. At 4:25 on CBS, it's the Browns and Raiders. Cleveland's 1-2. So is Vegas. Vegas laying 2 here. 36.5 at Allegiant Stadium in Cincinnati. Beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. And 4:25 on CBS in Lipstick City at SoFi Stadium. Chiefs and Chargers going at it. Chiefs 3-0 with Patrick Mahomes. Chargers 2-1. Mahomes is dealing. Of course, Orange Sherbert playing with a banged up high ankle sprain for the Chargers. He came out of the Steeler game before the half and never returned. Kansas City laying 7 here. They've owned the Chargers. 39.5 is the total. The Sunday night game is the best game of the week. and it's in the Charm City, Baltimore, Maryland, at the bank. It's the Bills and Ravens. Buffalo and Josh Allen come in 3-0. Ravens are 1-2 after their win over Dallas. Baltimore laying 2.5 here is the home favorite. 46.5 the number. Rain and 71 degrees for this one Sunday night, 8:20 on NBC and Peacock. When you shift gears to Monday, you got a double dip. How about 7:30 on ESPN, the Titans and Dolphins at Hard Rock in Miami Gardens, Florida. The Fins have problems at quarterback. What will they do? The Titans have problems all over the field. They're 0-3. Miami 1-2. Miami laying 1. 36.5 the number. 86 and clear but stuffy in Miami for the Monday Nighter. The double dip includes at 8:15 on ABC, Seahawks and Lions. A good one from Ford Field in the Motor City, Detroit, Rock City, Seattle, and the Lions. Detroit laying 3.5, 46.5 is the total. Everybody loves pain day. We got action all day Sunday night, and then a double dip on Monday night. You know you'll get it all. Watch Pharrell Coast to Coast on Friday from 3 to 6 for all the skinny and prop bets for the NFL games this weekend. It's Pharrell on the bench. Shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh.